What's up, Life Architects? It's Adam Carroll here, episode number 154 of the Build a Bigger Life podcast. It's easy for me to say. So excited to have y'all here for episode 154. My guest today is none other than Aaron Walker. Aaron Walker came to me via a friend who had referred him. We have lots of mutual contacts in the rockin' metropolis of Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville is like the entrepreneurial hub these days. Lots of my good friends live down there and are doing really amazing things in business and life in general. Apparently, the weather there is like super good throughout the year. People are calling it Nash Vegas, although my friends in Nashville said the only people that call it Nash Vegas are people who don't live in Nashville. So don't call it Nash Vegas to Nashvillians, okay? All right, so Aaron, you're going to love this interview. First of all, Aaron has made a living over the past several years creating masterminds and helping people do what they want to do in life, connect the dots in essence. So he is all about masterminding and the freedom that comes with helping others. Now, what you're going to notice about Aaron, and here's the thing, whenever I see Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, Key and Peele totally screwed this up for me because now all I can think of is, you done messed up, A-A-Ron. But Aaron Walker did not mess up at all. He has a wicked cool accent. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to work on my Southern drawl as I get older. And when people who knew me as a younger man meet me as an older man, they're going to say, I didn't realize you had a drawl before. And I'll be like, oh yeah, I've always had this. Because I just feel like you seem brighter, wiser maybe, with that Southern drawl, particularly with a little bit slower talking speed. So it's either that or a Scottish brogue. I'm going to work on one of the two as I get older. Which one do you think I should do? Let me know on social media. All right. Aaron is awesome to connect with other awesome people. You should definitely be on the Build a Bigger Life retreat notification list. When we are past all of this, we're back together in person. We can hug confidently without worrying about spreading diseases. Then we are going to bring the Build a Bigger Life retreat back in a big, big way. So go to buildabiggerlife.com/retreat for more information and to get your name on the notification list. Literally in the last 60 days, we have had dozens of people drop their name in the list notification because they want to know when the next retreat happens. So we typically take somewhere between 10 and 15 people on a retreat, and I have no doubt that we will fill up quickly on the next one because we have so many folks that are interested in getting a little bit of this goodness that we share with a small group. I mean, what's more like gratifying than getting in a room with 10 or 12 people and sharing your innermost secrets and desires, your goals and ambitions, and having accountability and real conversation, and you're connecting with like-minded, awesome people. All right, enough of that. The show is sponsored today by the shredmethod.com. If you're looking for a way to blast away debt, and I'm talking about blast away debt like in record time, the average individual could be 100% completely out of debt, all of it, within 3 to 7 years, all of it, home included, cars, student loans, credit cards, the whole nine. And all you have to do is go to the shredmethod.com and watch that Kickstarter training to see what it's all about. It's available to you for free right this very minute. Go to theshredmethod.com. You can then, if you choose, subscribe to the monthly service, which will show you exactly how to use the Shred Method in your own life to blast away debt. It literally is like having a guide that takes you step by step through the process on a week to week, month to month basis. Utilizing that Shred Method is how I paid off my mortgage and how I now have total control of all of my income. This, by the way, is step one. I am now in step two and almost to step three of the 10-year freedom plan. We are very, very close to having complete and utter financial freedom. I'm going to walk you all through the process in future shows. Just know that theshredmethod.com is where you need to start. This is a cool club to be in. You should be in it too. Entry fees, very minimal. If you are interested in building a bigger life and want more, you can put this tangible stuff into action right now. And maybe a monthly subscription software thing isn't your bag. I get it. Just grab a copy of the Build a Bigger Life Manifesto. which is now available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all of the other stores like Books A Million and Books Just Books, or I don't even know if that's a site. It's a quick read, very quick read. Most of my books, I try and keep around the 126 to 144 page range. But the feedback I'm getting from this book is incredibly positive. Everyone who reads it has told me that there is one or two tenets in the Build a Bigger Life manifesto. There are nine of them in total, that at least one has spoken to them in a big, big way. So grab a copy yourself, one click ship on Amazon. It's in your mailbox tomorrow. Read it, do it, you'll dig it. All right, on to the conversation with Aaron Walker, my good man. Here we go. Life Architects, Adam Carroll here with another episode of the Build a Bigger Life podcast. My guest today, Aaron Walker. I'm very excited for this interview. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam. Thanks for having me today.
It is a pleasure. Aaron, you know the question I ask every guest right off the bat. What do you love about your life right now?
You know, probably the most important thing in my life right now is my family and the relationships. You know, I technically retired 10 years ago, and I get to spend an inordinate amount of time with Robin. We just celebrated 40 years of marriage, and I have two children, five grandchildren, and we all live within 5 minutes of each other. So I'll have to say that probably the majority of my time is spent with family, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Now, I know from previous interviews that you have retired more than once.
Robin said more than the law allows, right? I'll give you a brief overview. I'll try not to bore your audience with too much about myself, because we want to talk about how other people here can get on with building a bigger life. But I started really early at 18 years old, started our first company, met two guys with a lot of money because I didn't have any and I needed some. So I put the sweat equity up. 9 years later, we sold out to a Fortune 500. At 27, I was able to retire. Wow. And so that was amazing. I thought that was the American dream for about 18 months. And then I became extremely depressed. I gained 50 pounds in 18 months. I was getting in the bed in the middle of the day. Wow. Robin came to me. We got married 2 weeks out of high school, and we had been married 10 years by this time. And she came to me, woke me up. She said, "This is not what I signed up for." And I'm like, I said, "What do you suppose I do?" And she said, "I suggest highly you get a job or start another company, but you got to get out of the bed and you got to get out of the house." So I went back, bought the company that I started with when I was a teenager, and we built it four times the size it was over the next 10 years. So things were good. I was working 3 days a week. My partner was working the other 3 days, and we did that for a decade. Wow. Until August 1st, 2001, 20 years ago now, I was headed to the office 7:30 in the morning, and I ran over and killed a pedestrian on my way to the office, and it brought my life to a screeching halt, Adam. Yeah. I took 5 years off. I didn't do anything. I sold the company that I owned, and we traveled around the world. I built a new house. I was grateful that I had the resources to do that, because you don't run over and kill a pedestrian and get over it quickly. God gave me the grace that I needed to in order to deal with that, and gaining 50 pounds again, getting in the bed in the middle of the day, Robin suggested again I go back to work, and I did. We had a construction company for about 8 years, and we were number one in Middle Tennessee 3 consecutive years, building small commercial and high-end residents. And then I retired at 50 years old, 10 years ago, for the third and final time. Robin said, "Is this it?" And I said, "Absolutely, I'm done." I've been in a mastermind group for decades now with Dave Ramsey and Dan Miller and Ken Abraham. Those names may be familiar, maybe they're not.
Absolutely.
But they said, "What are you going to do now?" And I said, "I'm going to go to St. John in the Caribbean. I'm going to buy one of those little places on the beach, and I'm going to rock myself into an oblivion."
There you go. I'm going to gain 50 pounds.
I'm going to get in the bed in the middle of the day again. And Dan Miller leaned over the table, and he said, "That's the most selfish thing I've ever heard you say."
Wow.
And he never cracked a smile. And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Robin, and you have been married now over 30 years at that time. You've had 12 successful companies. I think it'd be pretty selfish to go, 'I got enough for myself. I'm going to move to St. John. God bless the rest of you.' He said, 'I think you need to coach.' I said, 'I don't want any part of coaching.' And he said, 'No, you really need to coach other people, train them to do what you've done.'"
Yeah.
So as a Christian, I said, of course, we got to pray about everything. So I did, and God laid it on my heart. We started coaching. Dave Ramsey invited me to do Entree Leadership Mastery on his dime. And I said, that's a $10,000 gift. I'll do it.
Done and done.
And fell in love with it. Adam, it was amazing.
Why you didn't want to initially?
Yeah, I was tired. You know, I've been working since I was 13 years old and I was 50. And I'd done this gig for a number of times, 12 businesses I'd started and sold. And I was tired. I just didn't want to do anything.
It wasn't work.
Yeah, it just wasn't the coaching. I didn't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Because I'm a go-getter. I'm a high D personality A. I'm a hard charger. Yep. I got a lot of determination and I don't leave anything on the field. I squeeze every drop out of the towel and I was just tired, Adam. I just didn't want to do anything else, but I got a little rest. I thought about it and fell in love with coaching. And when Dave invited me to Entree Leadership, two guys met me there and wanted to hire me to be their coach. And I did. And then I started doing podcast interviews, telling my story, encouraging other people to live a successful and significant life. And that's the part that I was missing. At the automobile accident, I discovered I'd had financial success, but it didn't matter to anybody but my family.
Right.
And I thought, really, what I want my legacy to be is Adam's life is better as a result of having interacted with me. That's what I wanted. And at that time, I wasn't focused on significance. I was focused on success.
Right.
And so the Lord really put it on my heart that I needed to be a giver, not a taker. And so I started coaching, doing podcast interviews, and our business just exploded. And I thought, well, now I've got so many clients, I can't coach them individually. And you can't scale a coaching business because a coaching business is not a business. It's a high-paying job. It's not a business, and I'm trading my time for money. So I started a mastermind group because I'd been familiar with it because Dave Ramsey invited me to his group decades ago, and we've become friends. And I sponsored his show for 21 consecutive years, and so we got to be pretty good friends through this process.
Sure.
And I said, I know how to run a mastermind group, so I started a mastermind group. 6 years later, I look back and we have 20 mastermind groups today that we facilitate. We've got members in 9 different countries from around the world, and I'm having more fun today than I've ever had in my life. And my wife said, well, you've retired 3 times. I don't know when the 4th time is. I said, it's going to be no time soon because I'm absolutely having a blast at what we're doing because we're really radically changing the lives of other people personally, professionally, and spiritually because the transformational experience happens when you get into community and masterminds are getting into community.
No doubt. It's some of the best, I think the best medicine there is too for growth and challenging your own thought patterns and all of that. You have iron sharpens iron behind you, Aaron. In pre-interview, we were talking about the fact that a business partner and I used to run a program called Succeed Faster, and we called it an iron sharpens iron conference.
Right.
It's a biblical term, right?
Proverbs 27:17. Yeah.
There you go. And explain what it means to you. How did it come about? You said God laid it on your heart, but I'm curious, what was that message and how did you know this was it?
You know, I was sitting at the table one day with my son-in-law, and we were talking through this when I first started, and we were coming up with a name. And he said, what do you really want people to gain as a result of being with you? And I said, man, I just want to give them their own view from the top. And he said, well, there's your name. And I said, what? He said, View from the Top. And so that's what we named our parent company. And so the parent company is View from the Top. I wrote a book a couple of years ago called View from the Top. And I help people really understand what that is. And it doesn't necessarily just mean success financially. I mean, we all have a different vantage point. And out of that, I started thinking about all the interactions that I'd had in Mastermind. And people would ask me, how did that develop or how did you really gain something of value out of it? I said, man, you wouldn't believe it. I said, the sparks are flying in there. And they said, really? I said, yeah, it gets heated. I said, you ever had Dave Ramsey on your hind end where he's up and like going, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We're going at it, you know, and the sparks are flying. And then I realized, well, maybe he's on to something. And then I thought, man, it's just like the scripture, you know, as one man sharpens another, as iron sharpens iron. And then it just stuck. I said, I got to do that. That's because that's what it is. And we're not for the faint at heart. I mean, we're about getting it done. People say, well, I don't like you sometimes. And I'm like, well, my job is not for you to like me. My job is to make you better. That's what we're in here for. Okay. And we can't do that just showing compassion and empathy. I mean, sometimes we've got to have iron sharpening iron, and that's really challenging each other. So that's where it stuck. And so that's what we are today. Iron sharpens iron.
I love it. There's so much goodness in that. And I want to touch really quickly on your book, because it's a view from the top. And then I think the subtitle is How to Lead a Life of Significance,
right,
or Live a Life of Significance.
Right.
So in the Build a Bigger Life framework, one of the things I talk about is we go through pits in life.
Yeah.
And I heard you talk about a couple of those pits. We go through the pit of misery or pit of insecurity, which is when you are probably 17, 18 years old, not a dime to your name. And some people are even in that in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s.
Sure.
We go through the pit of complacency, which is, no, it's good. I'm good. I'm all right. You know, things are good. I'm doing, you know, about as well as I'd like to be. And then there's the pit of boredom. And it sounds like when you sold your company and went to bed in the middle of the day several times,
right,
you kind of found the pit of boredom. It was like, yeah, I got money and I got all the stuff I want. What do I do now?
Yeah.
And to get out of all those things, I maintain we go through being stuck, being secure, being serene, and the last one is being significant. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about significance with you, because it sounds like significance for you is pouring into others to help them achieve what they want to achieve.
Right.
How do you help other people decide what is significant for them?
Yeah. Well, it's a process. I think we've got to go through and really investigate who we are as an individual. And quite honestly, Adam, I can ask people historically, if there were no limitations financially or geographically, what would you do with your life tomorrow? And most people look like a deer in the headlights. They're like, I don't know. I don't know what I would do. And it's like, are you living a life proactive or reactive? Because we only got one shot. This is it. This is not a trial run. I mean, like, this is our life. And do you want to live this thing to its fullest, or do you just want to coast through and be average?
Yeah.
I brought a C home one time on my report card. My mom said, never again. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, this is a C. And I said, well, that's average. And she said, yeah, you're just as close to the bottom as you are the top. And is that the way you want to live your life? And I'm like, no, it doesn't. She said, well, you're capable of doing more. And I want to see it out of you. And so that's the way I feel about people today. I think we're in neutral. I think we're kind of coasting. Gay Hendricks talks about it in his book, The Big Leap. And we sabotage ourselves. We come back and we say, hey, I don't deserve this. I was a poor kid. Like, I'm a poor kid from Nashville, Tennessee, right? And I didn't have anything. My dad probably never made over $15,000 a year in his life.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I don't have a college education. You know, I came right out of high school working. Matter of fact, I graduated 2 years early just so I could start working. I went to night school and summer school because I didn't want to go to school. I wanted to work. Mm. And today, you know, 42 years later, we've owned 14 businesses. You can do anything you want to do if you're willing to put your mind to it. If you're willing to have that grit and determination and that perseverance, you can have what you want. Now, there's physical limitations, right? And I get that. But as far as being able to achieve and accomplish whatever you want, you can do it. We've just got to prioritize what's important in your life. And that's what I help people discern. People say all the time, well, that's important to me. Do you spend much time doing it? No. Well, it's not important to you.
Right.
You can say whatever you want audibly, but your actions are screaming at me.
Yeah,
like, that's not important to you. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, we do what's important. And what's important to you is coasting, like hanging out on the couch, eating potato chips, watching Andy Griffith, or drinking your long neck, watching the Chiefs play football. I mean, like, that's not going to get you very far down the road. And so I kind of get in their face a little bit, and we kind of talk through the things that they're wanting to do. Yep. Then they start identifying things in their life that they want, like their bucket list. These are things that I want to do. Well, if you want that, you've got to stop doing this. And in order to do this thing, we've got to succinctly come up with a way that you can build consistency in your life so that the task take care of the goal. So we got to do these things consistently every day. I've been on over 2,000 podcasts in the past 60 months. People say, man, does that not wear you out? Yes. I get where I can't even talk sometimes. I go home and I'm exhausted. They go, why do you keep doing it? Because it works. And people are listening to it. Why do you do 4 Facebook Lives a week? Because they work. Why do you write hundreds of blogs? Because it works. You can't do it a few times and expect to get anything out of it, because we got to build a critical mass. Yep. And then we got to build this momentum. And once you do that, you build what's called an audience, and people listen and they watch you and you provide the goods. It's hard to be successful initially. It's hard, right? And people don't have that determination. So we get down and we find out what you're made of. And then we determine whether you really want to go for it. When Robin and I got married, I was 19 years old. She was 18, 2 weeks out of high school. We get married. And I set her down at the kitchen table. We were both broke as a convict when we got married. We didn't have anything. We had this opportunity to grow this business. And I said, Robin, we may never have this opportunity again. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, this opportunity doesn't come along very often. And we're going to take every dollar we make in this business and we're going to pay it on this $150,000 loan that we've taken out. I don't know about you, Adam. That's a lot of money in the 70s, okay? You know what I'm saying? $150,000 was
a lot of money anytime, but it's a lot of money as a teenager, too.
And when you're a teenager. And so a 10-year loan, these guys went and had me to sign this 10-year loan.
Yep.
$150,000. We start working day and night in our business. I would take a sponge bath in the sink, change clothes, and I'd be ready for the next day, right? Yep. I mean, seriously, we'd go out at night, knock on doors, invite people to our business. I worked like none other when I was young. We paid that 10-year loan off in 36 months.
That's awesome.
I was 21 years old. I had a paid-for business, and I said, you know what? I can do it again. I'm not saying this to boast. I'm saying this that anybody listening to me right now can do the same thing. I said, we got a delayed gratification. We lived on an $18,000 salary for 9 years. Okay, 9 years, $18,000. I had 2 little girls during all this, $18,000. 600 square foot condominium we lived in. I could have afforded any house I wanted. Yep. I could have driven any kind of car I wanted, but I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to build something up that somebody else is going to want worse than me.
And Dave, we sold Ramsey out to was a, in your ear.
It was.
He was in your ear the whole time, I bet.
Yeah. And so we, yeah, it's like, hey, I was doing Dave Ramsey before Dave Ramsey was Dave Ramsey.
Yeah.
And
right?
So my point in telling y'all this is that we got to find out what's inside of you.
Yeah.
Like, do you really want to be successful, or are you just talking about it? And so I know that's a long answer to your question, but we dive in and we find out what you're made out of, and then we find out how bad you really want it, and then we help you develop a strategy and a plan to get there.
Well, I loved your, you or one of your teammates sent me an email ahead of time, and I know you've got an offer for my listeners that has a couple of really, really valuable resources.
Right. Sure.
The questions that you pose in those are ones that I think people need to spend a long time thinking about, and a long time being like a long weekend by yourself thinking about. Mm-hmm. Because what you did in those documents is help, in my case anyway, help me clarify a lot of the things that are probably getting in my way.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of those, I may engage you for some live coaching here.
Okay, all right, sure.
You know, one of my challenges in going through the material that you sent is I like you, I believe I can do anything I set my mind to.
Sure.
And if I really want to go do it, I'm going to go do it.
Right.
I've had a lot of people that say, I don't know how you've accomplished what you have. And again, this is not a boast or a brag. It's just some of the things that have happened in my life. Sure. Other people look at it and go, how do you even, you found a 4-leaf clover or something, right? It's all luck. My challenge is...
the harder I work, the luckier I get, right?
That's right. That's right. My challenge is that, what do you do when someone has so many interests, irons in the fire, things they want to do, that it doesn't feel like they can accomplish all of them? Or when they try and do it, it waters down the impact.
Yeah. Gary Keller wrote a great book, The One Thing.
Yep.
And people need to read that book if you haven't read that book, because what most people are an inch deep and a mile wide. Yep. There is no sense of a niche market on the horizon anywhere. They think I've got to have 12 different sources of revenue. It would be like going to the heart doctor after your heart attack and him saying, by the way, I do pedicures also. And by the way, I can operate on your eyes, right? It's like, right. Get me another doctor.
Right.
Like, if you're fooling with my feet, I don't want you messing with my heart, right? Yeah. Well, that's what we're doing as entrepreneurs today. Nobody knows who you are.
Right.
Nobody will pay you big dollars to do what you do because you're not a specialist. You're tinkering with something. Right. And so I would say, first and foremost, get that book and read it. We all have limited time. We all got the same amount of time every single day. You need to do things that matter. You need to move the needle. Like Seth Godin says it great, do the things that matter for people who care. And so you don't need the whole world. You don't need 12 different streams of income. Do we like multiple streams of income? Yes, but work on one thing at a time, okay? Get focused on that thing. Become the master at that thing, right? There's so many other things that I could do. I could operate in my zone of competence, but that's not where I make money. I make money in my zone of genius, right? And so just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something. And I get tickled. You know, people come to me all the time. Well, I'm trying to figure out this technology and I want to shoot this video. And I was like, hire a videographer. Well, they charge $80 an hour. Well, you're going to spend $1,000 of your time trying to save $80. It makes no sense to me.
Right.
You know, I'm not too good to cut my yard, right? I'm not, but I don't cut my yard. I don't cut my yard because I can make enough money in an hour to pay for my grass getting cut for the year. Why do I want to cut my grass?
Right.
It's the same thing with this. We're out here screwing around, stepping over dollars, picking up dimes, and we do not need to be doing that. Yep. We need to focus in on the thing that you can become the authority, the master. You need to be an inch wide and a mile deep.
Yep.
In order to garner the big paydays.
I love it. We had talked earlier, right before we jumped on and started recording, about how do we create a vision for our lives 3 years out, 5 years out,
yeah.
and reverse engineer it back. Mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about how you do that with either the Iron Sharpens Iron group or yeah. what you're doing one-on-one.
We do an exercise called Come As You Will Be in 2023. It may be next year, come as you will be in 2024. So we give ourselves about 3 years to look forward. And we start thinking about the major components of our life. And when I think about those, I can summarize those historically in about five different areas. First of all, it's our personal life, then our spiritual, our relationships, our professional life, and then our financials. And so everything that we deal with will fall in one of those five categories.
Yep.
So what we do is we challenge everybody in our mastermind group to really think through what it would look like in 3 years. And so they've got to write kind of a thesis, if you will, and they've got to come and present to their groups, and they got to stand before their group. So I'll give you an example. I did this in 2015, and I did a Come As You Will Be in 2020, and I did it with my mastermind group that I participate in. And I had to stand before the group and say, hey, this is Aaron Walker. It's 2020, and this is what I've accomplished. And I had a big, hairy, audacious goal of having 10 mastermind groups in 2015. That's what I said. If I can have 10 mastermind groups, yep. I will have crushed it. We just launched our 20th mastermind group, and I still got 4 months left as we're recording this, right? So yep. we're going to more than double. And I said, if I could make this much money, that would be amazing. And this is what I'm making now in 2020. My income is more than double of what I said it was going to be. You know why? I focused.
Yeah.
I said in 2015 what my life was going to be like in 2020, and then I had to reverse engineer it, and I had to go back, and a friend of mine named Brian Moran wrote a book called The 12-Week Year, and we overlaid on top of our goals this productivity tool that I focus every day on the task. I know what I got to do every day because, right, I reverse engineered it. If I'm going to have this many groups in 5 years, this is how many groups I've got to have every month or every other month or every 6 months. And this is how many people I've got to call, and this is how many blogs I've got to write. This is how many podcast interviews I've got to be on, right? And I look up, and we just launched our 20th group. So nobody can tell me this doesn't work. And the reason it worked is because I have accountability partners around me. I made a proclamation in front of my whole group that said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to go in there, Adam, and be a loser, have a nail on my forehead. I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what I said I was going to do because I want to go in there as a winner. Yeah. Well, we've got almost 200 people in our mastermind groups now. And in 2023, we're having a party. Everybody's invited, and we're going to see who won. Because we have accountability every single week. We've created a digital accountability document that we hold you accountable every week to doing your task. You've got to report back. Who's going to come in that group and not do their task? You know what's going to happen when you do your task? You're going to win. That's what's going to happen. The problem with most people today is they don't know what they even want now, and they sure don't have a clue what they want in 3 years. All they want is bigger, better, shinier, faster, and more. Yeah. And that's not necessarily what's going to serve you well. We've got to think. Listen, it's incumbent on us. We're parents, for God's sakes. It's like our kids' education is counting on this, right? You can change your family tree if you're willing to put some effort and energy into this. That's what we help you do.
I love it. What strikes me in what you've just said is there is definiteness of purpose in everything you're doing.
100%. Right?
I mean, this is Think and Grow Rich to the core, right?
Yes.
I know exactly what I want. I'm going after
it. Right.
Mastermind alliance is behind it.
Right.
They're the ones holding you accountable.
Right.
You're surrounding yourself with talented, successful people.
Listen, we're designed to be in community, right? Isolation is the enemy to excellence.
Agreed.
If you want your life to go to the next level, you've got to have people around you that you can confide in, unbiased, trusted advisors that can give you new perspective, that can give you insight, that can give you resources, that can make connections for you, that can hold you accountable. Why would we want to live our lives any other way? It catapults you to the next level. We can't do it alone. And if you interview successful people, none of them did it alone. None of them. They all had trusted advisors. And people go along every single day now thinking, I'm a man, I can do it on my own. You're just not going to get where you could if you were in community.
Yep. How do you recommend someone builds the community on their own if they're going to?
Sure, they can absolutely do that. You know, we've even built a digital tool to help you do that. It's called the Mastermind Playbook. And people kept coming to me saying, Big A, you're the only person that's ever scaled mastermind groups. Like, I know you're not running all these groups. How did you do that? And I said, well, I did this and this and this. And they said, hey, I want you to coach me. I said, I don't want to do that. And they said, I'll pay you a lot of money. And I'm like, well, how much money? And they're like, this much. And I'm like, I'm in. And so I coach them and they go off and have success. Then people started calling me thought leaders saying, hey, I need to learn what you're doing. Well, our COO walked in my office one day, which happens to be my oldest daughter. And she said, why don't we build a playbook? And I said, what do you mean? She said, we have all the systems, all the processes. We have everything that's worked for us already. Why don't we put it together in a playbook? So it took us 18 months. We did. It was exhausting. I've never done anything so difficult in my entire life as putting this together. Now there's 11 steps. There's 34 videos. There's 100 worksheets, tools, and templates. And it teaches you to put together your own mastermind. All the systems and processes are there. You could have never heard of a mastermind and you could walk through this. It's like a business in a box. I mean, you just walk through, we give you support and everything. So you can develop your own. Or if you're like, nah, it's too much work, I don't want to do that. Well, you know, I'll just tell you this. We've got people that have two mastermind groups with 20 people, 10 in each one. They're making six figures a year and it costs them 3 hours a week to run the group. So you decide if it's of interest to you or not. But then people say, nah, I don't want to. Reaching out to us. It's a great supplementary income. We've created a seven-figure business because we have 20 groups. And so many people are doing, you know, mid six figures with mastermind groups because they've got the framework. Well, here's the thing. If you don't want to do that and you're just like, I just want to be a part of a group, you can start your own group and you can take limp along, figure it out and enlist people and figure out the framework and what works and what doesn't. You can do that. Many people do that. This playbook just happens to get you there a lot faster. Or you can join a group. There's many, many groups out there that qualified people. Iron Sharpens Iron is one of them that you can come and say, hey, these people are reputable. They're credible. They've been around for years and years. We've had people 5 and 6 years meeting in the same group. Well, I mean, they wouldn't do that if they weren't getting value, right? I mean, it'd be foolish for somebody to stay that long. And so just do your research. If it's not us, do your research and find other places that you can join. We have groups that my wife and my daughter run for the women, and another lady named Sonia. The three of them run all the groups for the women. And then, you know, I, along with other facilitators, lead the groups for men. We're just proven because we've got the social proof. We've been here a long time. But there's many great quality groups out there.
Yeah, I would echo the sentiment that having a mastermind group, and I've been in a number of them over the years, has made just a massive difference in my ability to accomplish anything that I've set out to do because of the whole idea that 1 + 1 + 1 is not 3. It's 111 when you're in a mastermind group.
Sure. Right? Sure.
Aaron, how do people get more? Where can they go to get those resources that we've talked about?
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. The easiest place to get me is at viewfromthetop.com. And we did bring a gift. I hope it's okay. Most people like gifts. There's two documents that I want to give you. One is called What Do I Want? And it's been downloaded, I don't even know how many thousands of times. I wrote it about 5 years ago and really helps people understand how to ask yourself questions about what you want. Mm-hmm. There's another one called a personal assessment. And in that personal assessment, you really dive deep into yourself in these categories that I gave you earlier. And you really figure out, where do I fall within, you know, where's the pendulum swing for me? Yep. And if you'll go to viewfromthetop.com/build-a-bigger-life, we've taken the price off. I'm not selling them to you. And so all you've got to do is go there and download those. And then if you like those, there's other documents that I've created. One is Steps to a Productive Day, and it's kind of a to-do list on steroids. It really helps people be real productive. Another one that's fun, it's called a spouse survey. It's questions that you really want answers to, but you're scared to ask. And these documents I'm happy to help you with also. You can reach out to me personally, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at viewfromthetop.com. And I'm happy to communicate with you. I want to help you. That's the thing. This lady called me this weekend. It was Labor Day weekend. She called me and I answered and she goes, man, I didn't expect you to answer the phone. I said, well, it rang. I mean, what was I supposed to do? And she started laughing. I make myself accessible because I want to help you. That's the whole reason to the start of the show. What is exciting you today? It's exciting me to help transform the lives of other people, right? I've kind of done my thing, you know, 42 years I've been an entrepreneur. And I really get out of bed in the day, every day now, in order to help other people. Yes, sure, we're making money. We're growing an organization. But man, when you see the transformation happening in people's lives, they're better people, growing personally and professionally. It just does something remarkable inside of you. So please reach out to me in any of those formats. I'll be happy to have a discussion with you.
Big A, sounds like you're living a life of significance these days.
Well, I'm trying to. Thank you, Adam. I really enjoyed being on your show today.
It's a pleasure having you.